能再说一遍吗？
OK. There is a boy who has a frog. Every night before he goes to bed, he likes to watch the frog for a little while. The boy also has a dog, which is very interested in the frog.One night, after the boy watched the frog, he went to bed with his dog. But the frog came out of the bottle. When the boy woke up, he found that the frog was missing. He then began to look for the dog everywhere in the room.But he couldn't find it. The dog was also helping the boy find the frog. He put his head into the bottle, but he couldn't take it out of the bottle again. Then the boy opened the window and began to call the frog.Where are you, frog? The dog with the bottle on his head is also on the window idle. Suddenly, the dog fell on the ground and the bottle was broken and the dog was free from the bottle. Then the boy and the dog left the house and began to look for the frog. They came to a place where there is a tree on which there was a bee net. And the dog was very curious about that bee. Beside the tree, there was a pile of mud on which there was a hole. The boy looked into the hole, trying to find the frog.Suddenly, a squirrel came out of the hole, scaring the boy. And the dog shifted in the tree, and the bee net fell down from the tree onto the ground, and the bees came out of the net. The boy climbed up to a big tree where there was a hole on it. The boy tried to look for the frog, but suddenly he fell down the ground from the tree because he was scared by a night hawk from the tree, from the hole of the tree.A large number of bees from the bee net began to chase the frog, chase the dog. They began to look for the frog. He found a big stone. Then he went up, he climbed up the stone and he tried to climb up some tree branches to look for the frog. But unfortunately, these were not tree branches, but instead they are the angles of a goat. Then the goat took the boy away and they came to the edge of a cliff and the goat threw the boy down to the cliff. The dog was running and didn't see the cliff and also fell down to the cliff. side of the cliff there was a pond, and the boy and the dog fell into it. And just at this the time, the boy heard the calling of the frog. He found that the calling was from behind a set of trees whose inner part was empty. Then he went to the set of the tree and found that behind the tree there were two frogs. When he climbed down the tree, he found seven frog children of the two frogs. And one of the frog children was just his frog. And the frog jumped to him when it saw the boy. Then the boy took the frog away and said goodbye to the mother frogs and the children frogs.
Okay.
That's all.